Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight's theme is Psalms. That's the book of Psalms in the Bible. Psalms are just hymns or prayers. If you open your Bible literally, physically at the middle, just take a closed Bible and guess the middle and open it, you will open it probably in the book of Psalms. In fact, Psalm 118, I think, is the exact middle of the Bible. In the Psalms, we get all kinds of material. They were composed by different authors over a long period of time. King David, the former shepherd boy, is the most famous author, of course, but he's not the only one. And they were collected and gathered over centuries, really, and they're collected into this one book in the Bible, but this book is subdivided into five collections. Eventually, they became what is now one of the best-loved hymn books in the history of the world. It's a very special book for Jews and for Christians, for both. Let me read to you by way of a call to worship. Psalm 100. Sing to the Lord, all the world. Worship the Lord with joy. Come before him with happy songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people. We are his flock. Enter the temple gates with thanksgiving, go into its courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise him. The Lord is good, his love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever. Ian White has taken the 3,000-year-old Psalms and put them to very modern music. So this is from his collection. This is his way of rendering the same psalm, Psalm 100.
Joy to the Lord, O the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and joyful songs. And know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, we are his. We are the people of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. For his love endures always. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and joyful songs. And know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, we are his. We are the people of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. For his love endures always. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise.
that was Psalm 100. You'll also find it in the hymn books as All People That on Earth Do Dwell, Sing to the Lord with Cheerful Voice. There are all kinds of psalms. There's 150 of them, but they include hymns of praise, pleas for forgiveness, songs of thanksgiving, asking God to punish enemies, some very personal psalms like Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. There are national psalms like Psalm 2, which is sung at the coronation of a new king. And there are cries of agony from sufferers. All the different psalms beautifully express the whole range of human emotions. It's an amazing thought to think that the book of Psalms was the boy Jesus's prayer book and hymn book when he went to the synagogue or the temple. Jesus was steeped in it. It was his textbook in the school. He, like all Jewish boys, had to learn lots of psalms off by heart. So when Jesus was hanging on the cross and his mind was thinking, it's no surprise that the likes of Psalm 22 would jump into his mind. Listen to Psalm 22 and think of it in terms of Jesus on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? I have cried desperately for help, but still it does not come. I am despised and scorned by everyone. All who see me jeer at me. They stick out their tongues and shake their heads. You relied on the Lord, they say. Why doesn't he save you? Many enemies surround me. My strength is gone. All my bones are out of joint. My throat is as dry as dust. My enemies look at me and stare. They gamble for my clothes and divide them among themselves. Jesus would have seen life through the prism of the Psalms. There's a whole collection of what's called Plaint of the Sufferer Psalms. Psalms like Psalm 6. Lord, don't be angry and rebuke me. Don't punish me in your anger. I'm worn out, O Lord. Have pity on me. Give me strength. I'm completely exhausted and my whole being is deeply troubled. How long, O Lord, will you wait to help me? Come and save me, Lord. In your mercy, rescue me from death. I'm worn out with grief. Every night my bed is damp from my weeping. My pillow is soaked with tears. I can hardly see. My eyes are so swollen from the weeping caused by my enemies. These are the plaint of the sufferer ones. Here's another example of that. This is Ian White singing Psalm 13.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy have victory? How long will he triumph over me? Look on me and answer me, O Lord. Light my eyes or I sleep in death. My enemy will say that I've overcome him, and all my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I will trust in your unfailing love. My heart is glad in your salvation. And I will sing, I'll sing to the Lord, for he has been so good to me. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy have the victory? How long will he triumph over me? Look on me and answer me, O Lord. Light my eyes or I sleep in death. My enemy will say that I've overcome him, and all my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I will trust in your unfailing love. My heart is glad in your salvation. And I will sing, I'll sing to the Lord, for he has been so good to me. And I will trust in your unfailing love. My heart is glad in your salvation. And I will sing, I'll sing to the Lord, for he has been so good to me.
You'll notice how the psalm begins by him desperately crying to God for help, but it ends with him praising God and saying, "I will always praise God because he's been so good to me." Even when crying desperately, the believer already believes and knows from past experience who to turn to in a crisis. So we pass from plaints of the sufferers, as in Psalm 22, to Psalm 23, surely the most famous psalm of them all, maybe the most famous Bible passage of all. If you go to a wedding or a funeral, you'll hear it. How many hymns can fit both occasions happily, and many other occasions too? The core thought is that God Almighty, the immortal, invisible, eternal, the wise, holy God, is as personal and tender and protective and patient and loving and kind towards us as a good shepherd with his sheep. I have in the house a tapestry which my mother made for me. It's the tapestry of the Good Shepherd of Jesus. And it has him surrounded by sheep. And I identify with different sheep. Sometimes it's the old codgers lagging behind. Sometimes it's the young ones skipping out in front. And sometimes it's the wee lamb that he's picked up and is holding close to his breast, safe in the arms of Jesus. We celebrate the fact that he is my shepherd, the good shepherd who knows me by name. He already is, he always has been, he always will be. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep by name, and they know me, and they know my voice. Nobody can ever snatch them away from me, and I give them eternal life. I'm willing to die for my sheep." It's the most personal of all writings. There's 19 lines, and 19 times you get the words I, me, or mine. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me, and so on. It's usually sung to the tune Crimond, Crimond being a village 7 miles from my birthplace in Aberdeenshire. I attended the local minister's funeral. Guess what they sang at his funeral? But we also sing it to half a dozen other well-known tunes, and the most modern version was used as the theme tune to a well-known TV comedy. So here is both the traditional and the modern version side by side. That was the Peter Knight Singers, followed by Catherine Jenkins. Now here's a pub quiz type question for you. Which one of the 3,000-year-old psalms reached Top of the Pops, as number one I should say, for over 10 consecutive weeks? It was a real blockbuster. The words are exact quotations from Psalm 137, verses 1 and 4, 3,000-year-old words. The background was that God's people had sinned and were being punished. God let them be invaded, captured, taken away as slaves into exile in faraway Babylon, modern Baghdad in Iraq. When they arrived there, they didn't feel like singing very much, as Boney M. sings here.
Thank you.
Our next psalm is Psalm 84, and verse 10 says, "One day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else." So this psalm's kind of dedicated to all those church officers out there who faithfully do door duty, and to all stalwarts in churches. Personally, I've gone to church from as soon as I could walk to church, when I was about a year and a half old. I've always been involved in every aspect of church life. I remember painting the ladies' toilets, and I said, what else could I do in church life? So this is for all those who are absolutely steeped in the house of God and whose vision of heaven will be to be in the house of God forever. It's Psalm 84. This is Don Francisco's version.
I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life. Better is a day in your courts, O Lord, than 1,000 spent in any other place. I'd rather be a doorman in the presence of the Lord than a king. I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life. My fortress and my strength, there's safety in the shelter of your wings. When trouble comes against me, you will hide me in your arms and show the world the reason why I sing. One thing I ask of the Lord, just one thing will I see. I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life. And I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life.
And now for a rousing psalm finish. Picture the joyful life. Even right now, when we and all of creation are put right with God and everything's well in heaven and on earth, when we're at one with angels, other humans, even the trees, as a symbol of the whole of creation, are jumping for joy, clapping their hands, joining in, because we have the fullest life possible. Bye for now.